So, Ellen, let's say you had a great idea for an app.
Go on.
You convince your rich aunt to fund you and you start coding away.
Okay.
Now what do you do?
Good question. What do you do?
This is the position that many tech founders find themselves in. They might know how to code or have an idea for an awesome app, but they may not be up to scratch on how to start a business.
Well, you can't know everything.
Exactly. So this is where accelerators and incubators come in. They're programs and organizations that help budding tech entrepreneurs start their business.
Let's tackle them one by one. First off, accelerators. They're short programs, maybe running just a couple of weeks, designed to take ideas in one end and spit out business-ready plans at the other.
There are a couple of famous ones. You may have heard of Y Combinator in Silicon Valley. Have you ever used Dropbox or Airbnb? These are just two of the companies that have been through the Y Combinator program.
A few of the entrepreneurs we spoke to wished that they had access to a program like Y Combinator. But there are actually a couple of similar programs in Australia.
One of them is on the Gold Coast. It's called Silicon Lakes. I went to check out their offices.
An accelerator is sort of like a program. So come in one side, go through something like a 12-week program or 20-week program, whatever it is, and it's basically a fast track to launch your business. So usually most accelerators are, you enter when you're around ideation to maybe the first few customers, and you're really looking at product market fit. So making sure that your business is actually viable, solving your business model and your price points and all those sort of things. And usually when you come out the other end, you're sort of investment ready, or you've got good customer acquisition, good traction, or you've fast failed.
This is Aaron Berkby, a co-founder of Silicon Lakes and a serial entrepreneur.
A couple of years ago, Aaron and his co-founders decided to set up Silicon Lakes on the Gold Coast. But Silicon Lakes isn't just an accelerator program. They are also an incubator. So here's Aaron again telling us what an incubator is.
Incubators tend to be more longer term plays, so they're more spaces with longer term mentoring and that sort of thing.
So that's more what Silicon Lakes is now. If you walk around their offices, it's precisely what you imagine a tech space would be. Graffiti mural on the wall, lots of young people with headphones on, a bunch of couches, and of course, people playing table tennis. And remember, there are a bunch of these programs all over the place. To give you an idea, just in Sydney alone, there is Slingshot, Blue Chili, 2515, and a bunch more.
But private incubators and accelerators aren't the only programs around to help out tech entrepreneurs. There are also a number of programs attached to universities, such as ATP Innovations in Sydney and the Innovation Centre attached to the University of the Sunshine Coast.
We've talked to Mark Paddenberg, the CEO of the Innovation Centre, a couple of times on this series. On one of our calls, I asked him to quickly tell us what the Innovation Centre offers budding entrepreneurs.
There's two things. One is very much about keeping tech startups and founders from making the most common mistakes that are made by early stage companies. You know, helping them with their finesse, their business plan and their pitch, making them realize that there are some aspects perhaps in their team. They may have some deficits. You know, the founder quite often is not the right person to be the CEO. The other thing we do is we de-risk the startup phase as much as possible. So they can come in here with that idea and their laptop and we'll provide everything else, 100 meg connections, and they don't need to sign up for a 2 or 3 year lease. It's a 2 month scenario. We can grow them into bigger, we can put them into bigger offices if they need to, or smaller offices if they're downsizing. So that flexibility and de-risking it. The other thing that we do, I think very successfully, is we connect the dots. So we're connecting talent with opportunities, with investors and capital.
Now, Josh, you mentioned an incubator called 2515 a minute ago.
I did.
Well, they aren't really an incubator like the ones we've been talking about. They're actually a private company that builds other companies.
It's a really interesting model. I went over to their space in Sydney a little while ago. It's a long room with a bunch of desks clustered in groups. People hunched over their laptops, beavering away on the 9 different companies they currently have going there.
What makes 2515 really different is that they begin the process before anyone even has an idea. Basically, they sit down with someone who has experience in a space that they don't, they brainstorm and have a chat, and maybe an idea for a new company will come out of that. Then they build it together.
Here's Kim Harris, one of the founders, taking us through it.
So it's like this idea of parallel entrepreneurship where we have shared resources that we apply across different projects. Not a lot of projects because we're super hands-on. We're co-founders in all of these businesses. So at most we can probably deal with 5 or 6 companies at any given time. And that's what we do. We build them. We take them from sometimes pre-idea through to prototype, product market fit, traction, scale, with a view to getting these businesses to exit.
So, there are quite a number of avenues to help tech entrepreneurs. You might not even need an idea.
As long as you know how to use Google, you can find a place to help you.
Well, it looks like I'm off to Google how to embezzle that money my rich auntie gave me. I mean, find an accelerator to give me a business plan.
Well, hold off for now. On the next episode, we're looking at co-working spaces. So maybe you'll prefer to invest in that. I'm Josh Nicholas.
And I'm Ellen Liebeder. Thanks for your company.